Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Messages Oracle deck and I have Cold Moon, Face Your Fears. Right now you're being asked to face a fear. You may feel alone, but you are not. You have a team of celestial beings loving you and guiding you. However, at the moment, it may be that you need to stand on your own two feet more and face whatever fear is stopping you from moving forward. You need to do the things on your own right because now you're in a period of self-growth. Whatever is challenging you now is something you need in order to evolve, however hard that may be to believe. Be super kind to yourself and know that you're still connected to the three-dimensional you, who knows everything now is happening for your highest good. Know this, the more we resist a lesson, the harder life has to work to show us what we're meant to see. Whatever you're going through now is a lesson. If you can push through your fears, you'll come out the other side a changed person. The whole universe is on your side. Additional meanings for this card. A health matter can improve. Rebalance your chakras. Find someone you can trust to share your situation with. Be kinder to yourself and others. Stop being stubborn. At times we feel alone, even though through the truth we still have the realm of celestial beings surrounding us and cheering us on. Life can feel very cold. That is true. Facing your fears is one of those things which kind of is what it says on the tin. It's as simple or as hard as you want to make it. Now, it depends on what your fears are, really, because a lot of fears that we have can be made up in our head. Most of the time they're made up in our head, like, I don't want to do that because what if this will happen? And that what if this will happen is based on either a thought process which you were led to believe, or you're stopping yourself because you may not actually want it, or because you might have this sort of taste in your mouth that something better is coming along. So you put a little pause on it and it's not really facing your fears, it's just knowing that something's better for you, therefore you can choose to hold on. But in other cases, it's something that which we have either seen somebody else go through or it's happened before. For example, a relationship issue where in the past your trust has been trampled all over, and so you fear that you can't trust somebody else because that same pattern may or may not happen again. And then if you have trusted again and it has happened, and then you trust it again and it has happened, then you might have noticed a certain pattern as to how you're dealing with it. You might not have noticed it, but there's a pattern as to how you're dealing with it, because you may be apprehensive and you may be going in manifesting that this is about to happen. Maybe it's your instincts saying to you, no, this is going to happen again, but you don't trust them, so therefore you don't trust yourself. And therefore, if you don't trust yourself, how can you trust anyone else? So with any situation, you need to look at it with fresh eyes. So if it is, say, a relationship, you've got to look at this new person as somebody completely different, even though they may have similarities to somebody else. That is because that is what you are drawn to, or what you are currently attracting because of your vibration. I'm not saying everything is your fault, but it's the kind of circumstances which we get used to, so that's what we feel that we deserve, and therefore we attract that. So it's why looking for a new job, we may feel like, oh, I couldn't possibly have the skill set to earn that much money, therefore I will stay in my lane, rather than facing your fears and just being like, well, what's the worst that can happen? I could fire and then go back to my lane. Opening up yourself to your fears is only fearful because of the unexpected. But if we keep ourselves closed off all the time to our fears, we generally are missing out on what potentially could be a good thing. And with that, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.